Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many times people say you talk about the problem and why something happened, and folks will say fear, and that's true, but you got to go beyond that. Why was the fear able to be there? And here you see, if we know that perfect love casts out fear, then it was a love issue. And not like you might think, not people, when you say that, people think, oh yeah, it's a failure of walking in love with other people. No, that's not what I'm talking about. No. 1 John 4, are you there? You'll see the phrase right here. 1 John 4:15. Whoever will confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. Now let me just stop right here. Is love good?
Yes.
Yeah. God, the Bible says both. It says God is love, and the Bible says God is good. Yep. Now this is a great truth. Believing that God is love equals believing that God is good. If you really believe one, you have to believe the other. People may try to tell you so, but there's nobody that has been blinded and confused through tradition that believes that God is a cruel, mean, and even sometimes unfair and sadistic God, but they love him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. No, they don't. I said, no, they don't. But when you taste and see how good God really is, it causes you to love him even more. And then you taste that he's better than you knew, and so you love him even more. And then he reveals even more of his goodness to you, and you love him even more. It's supposed to just go on and on through eternity. But the two are linked. To believe that God is love is to believe that God is good. But notice what he said. We have what? We have known and what? Believed the love that God has to us. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to get this out. The problem, one of the biggest problems in the earth, is that people have not believed the love. Others have told them that God loved them, but they did not believe it. They try to believe it in theory, but really they don't believe it. Have you heard this phrase in the world? If it sounds too good to be true, what? It's probably not true. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. Have you heard that before? How many in here have heard that phrase? If it sounds too good to be true, look at that, nearly every hand. Why? That is widely, people say it and kind of laugh when they say it, but they really believe it. And the problem is, so many in the church, they don't mean to, they don't think they do, but they do. If it sounds really, really, really amazingly good, it's too good to be true. Millions of Christians, to tell them God wants you to be healed. You, healed of this, now. He wants you to live long, have a great life, live to a great age. Before you die, be aged and rich and satisfied before you go on. To millions of Christians, that just sounds like a fairy tale. It just sounds too good to be real. And then you start talking about God wants you rich. He wants you out of your poverty. He wants every debt of yours paid. He wants you to live in a nice house. He wants you to have the best clothes that are made in the world. He wants you to have the best cars that are made in the world. Can you tell when we start talking about that? It's like you run up against something. It's like people are like, that sounds nice. If it were only true. It is true. But it is so good compared to what we have heard and seen and known, it takes faith to believe it. Come on now. This is breakthrough territory. It takes faith to believe that God loves you even as he loves the Lord Jesus, who never sinned and never did anything except obey him and completely please him every moment of every day on the earth. The devil will tell you, ain't no way God loves you with what you've done the way he loves Jesus and what he did. Well, the Bible's either true or it's not. That God loves me even as he loves the Lord Jesus. See, what did he say? We have known and what? And believed this love. I remember, thank God, the Lord helped me. Phyllis and I, we had just got married. We got married young, right out of high school. And didn't have anything, didn't know anything. And we heard some materials, which makes me want to sow materials. If we'd had to buy them at that time, I'm sure we would not have. Our money was so tight and our revelation in light was so low, we didn't know that we needed them. But Phyllis worked for a man, a doctor, chiropractor, and he had a library of Copeland tapes and Savelle and Hagen and T.L. Osborne, and the list goes on. And he kept suggesting to her, would you take these home, y'all, and you and Keith listen to them? And she thought, well, no thanks, you know. We had never heard of anybody listening to a preaching tape. Everybody we knew wanted to get out of church quick as you could, you know. I mean, that you would actually go home on your own time and play a tape of music, okay, but a tape of preaching, it was just a foreign concept. But he just kept on. You know, he'd go for a few weeks or a month and then he'd bring it up again. You know, why don't you take, boy, I enjoyed these, you know. Why don't you take these and listen to them? And finally, just because he's her employer, she took them home. And we listened to them. And our life began to change. And we listened to them and listened to them and listened to them. And then we said, got some more? He said, yeah. And we listened to him and listened to him. And finally, it got to where every night after we got in from work, we'd get in our little 1969 Marriott mobile home with the red carpet and the genuine imitation leather seat and get our little battery-operated tape player and sit down and listen to a tape. And that was our entertainment and everything else. And we didn't realize it now, but oh, God was getting us ready. He was getting some faith into us to be able to hear his voice and take the step into the will of God. But I know when some things happened, and she and I, we begin to hear that God wanted you blessed. We thought, God wants me to have a nice car? And your first thought is, that's too good to be true. God still heals your physical body today, and he always wants to do it anytime. And you're not taught that. You're not programmed to think that way. But I thank God for the grace of God. I know the season of our lives when we begin to believe it. Amen. We begin to think, he is that good. I just believe he is that good. I just believe that's just like a good God. He would want to do good things for you. I just believe it. And we actually begin to expect to see good things happen in our life in the land of the living. Other people thought we were nuts. Some of them are not laughing so much now because they know where we came from. But I'm telling you, it started right there. And I know some people, Some of my contemporaries in that same area and situation, they heard the same thing I did and they scoffed at it. They thought, you know God don't care about that kind of thing. Now God cares if you go to heaven or hell. And that's what you're to do, preach the gospel. I've actually had people tell me, we don't preach all that healing and prosperity junk. We just preach the gospel. I see. Where are you right now?
1 John 4.
Go to John 3:16. No, excuse me. I do want you to go there, but go to Mark 16. Mark 16. And see something maybe that you might not have thought about before. Mark 16, if you don't know how to get there quickly, that's all right. A lot of you can quote it. What did he say? Go into all the world. And what? Do what? Preach means proclaim. Proclaim what? Now, gospel's a King James word. What does gospel mean? What kind of news? Well, a good God has got to have good news. Go into all the world and preach what? You have to be like us or you'll go to hell. That ain't good news. Especially if you don't want to be like them. You saw a rascal, you're a sinner. You deserve to go to hell, and you're going to hell if you don't change. You're full of the devil, and you act like the devil, and you look like the devil too. Is that good news? But what some people call preaching the gospel is preaching hellfire and brimstone. You're going to hell if you don't change. It's bad. That's bad news. That's not good news. That's not the gospel. Well, that's true. It ain't good news. What's good news? Tell me what's good news. God, who is a good God, so loved the world that he gave, he's such a good God, that he gave his only begotten Son, that what? Whoever would believe on him. Do you see you're going to have to believe the goodness of God? All this is wrapped up. You got to believe that God is so good, that he loves you so much, that he would do this for you even though you may have failed so terribly. You got to believe he's that good. Yeah, but you don't know how bad I am, Brother Keith. Yeah, and you don't know how good he is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me